Welcome to the 30 Goals Challenge for Educators. My name is Shelley Terrell, and today's goal is to help them learn from their mistakes. Today's quote is an African proverb that says, "Do not look where you fell, but where you slipped." If a kid fails, then the way the school system is set up, it really hurts the student. The student is held back. It's looked on as a very negative aspect of the school culture. I remember with my English language learners, if they failed their English tests, then that meant that they couldn't move on to any other programs. If they didn't do well on the English tests and they couldn't take advanced math, even if they were very good at math. Many of the students, if they fail, then they're not able to go to college later because that looks bad on their transcript. And in the way that the school system looks at mistakes, students aren't allowed to learn from them. They're not allowed to learn from failures, from mistakes, from slip-ups, from anywhere. And students see this as a very negative thing. They're punished. And because they are punished and there's this reward system, then the student really feels that they don't have the ability to reflect, the ability to learn from these mistakes. It is very difficult for me to even consider doing anything where some of the classes that I attended, they had something like a curve, a bell curve almost, where only a few students were going to be able to get that A. And then the rest, well, you just failed because you have to learn from your mistakes. It didn't work because no matter what, that failure really didn't get over the fact of, you know, competition to go to college and stuff like that. I can't afford to go to college. So by failing me, you didn't teach me a valuable lesson at all. In fact, you just made me more upset because now I have my decisions based on whether or not I passed. We have to find ways that we can help our students to learn from their own mistakes, because in life they're going to make many, 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 many mistakes. They're going to slip up. They're going to fail at some things. And they have to be able to go back and reflect on them to really, really learn, or else they're going to keep slipping and slipping and slipping and slipping. Some of our students get so frustrated from always slipping or never get past it that they begin to feel themselves as failures. So how can we help our students to reflect positively? So our short-term goal today is we can begin to introduce in our lessons ways for students to reflect on the learning process, to reflect on the journey. So maybe it's something as simple as having your students journal, write how they feel when they fail. It takes something that your students feel they can't do, they're just failures at. Have them journal about it and why they believe that they always slip or continuously slip and fail at it. If you don't do this with your students, then do it for yourself. And please share ideas of how you teach your students how to learn from their slip-ups in life. The long-term goal is for us to figure out a way that in our classrooms, we support room for failure and have our students reflect on it positively and learn from this. Today's shout out goes to Terry Friedman, who recently blogged about the 30 Goals and was an active member of the 30 Goals last year. And he has a fantastic book if you want to do technology, which is the Big Web 2.0 project book.
Get your copy of the 30 Goals Challenge published by ION Education in the fall of 2011. Today's music is Lassitude by Dupoxy, ccmixter.org.